All right, today we're talking to Amelia Wiggins. Amelia is the Assistant Director of Learning and Engagement at the Delaware Art Museum. Amelia, welcome to the show again.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelly.
Hey, we are talking about reimagined Delaware Art Museum galleries to be open throughout the summer of 2021. Why don't you give me all the information?
Yeah, we are so excited for this project. We have asked over 100 Delawareans to give us their feedback on the museum, tell us what they're interested in, tell us the stories they want to hear, tell us what we should be showing. And we've taken all those conversations and used them to reimagine what the museum should be for our local community and rethink what are the stories we can tell, what ways do we revisit the art in our historic collections in a new way through the lens of our everyday community. And we've been working on this for over 2 years now. We're working with a fantastic designer, Keith Ragone. So there'll be new visuals, new design. We've acquired some really key works of art, especially works by women artists and African-American artists. And we're, like I said, reinterpreting with new stories to bring new relevance to the work of art that our members and community have always loved. This is throughout the permanent collection galleries on the main floor of the museum. So this spring, we'll have galleries closed. We'll stay open, but we'll have some galleries closed one by one. And throughout the summer, those galleries will reopen in this new reimagined way. And actually, our gallery of John Sloan and the Eight, an important collection at the Delaware Art Museum, is already open. So visitors can see that now, that new look.
Was there a theme, if you will, maybe I'm using the wrong word, was there a theme amongst the community members' feedback that you heard over and over again?
I think one of the biggest things that we heard is, where are people who look like me? That came up again and again. You know, our collection was built a long time ago, much of it, through amazing gifts from community members, but it isn't reflective of the diversity of our community. So we've worked very hard, like I said, to build some key acquisitions to better reflect the demographics of Wilmington. And we've mined the stories within our existing collections. You know, we have this amazing collection of British Pre-Raphaelite art, the biggest in the United States. It's been on view. It's beloved by our community. But there's a model in one of the paintings who's a Jamaican immigrant, and we're focusing on her story. We're telling it in a new way through this reinstallation to bring a voice into those galleries, the voice of a person of color that wasn't as present before.
Is this, and you might have said this, will this be the first comprehensive museum rehanging?
In over 10 years, yes. It's been a long time, so we're really excited to have such a big change happening.
Why now? What made this happen now?
A lot of reasons. Some of them logistical. We had galleries that weren't quite the right size for the number of works that hung in them. We were hearing from visitors some problems with wayfinding. So I think the whole experience in the museum, getting from place to place, will improve. And then, like I said, just a real spring of comments from our visitors about how we could be doing better, reflecting their experiences in our collections.
Anything else about this rehanging that you need the general public to know about?
I mean, we are visual people here at the art museum, and I think a lot of art museum visitors, you know, they come here for beauty, they come here for awe and inspiration, and we have some really gorgeous new pieces going on view. A beautiful Tiffany stained glass window by Howard Pyle, another piece of stained glass by Edward Burne Jones, a huge new salon wall. It's going to be really a visual treat as well.